OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I have to thank you for joining us tonight. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and movie reviews. Now, tonight we welcome hip-hop artist Q Machete to tell us about his music. Then later in the show, we welcome CEO and founder of EOTM Media Group, Carla B., to tell us about the upcoming EOTM Awards that will take place this summer in Los Angeles. As always, I want you to be part of the discussion. So call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. The stars are not on yet, but Adam and Chike, I know it was Oscar last night. Did you watch him?
I'm Tell here. Us about him. I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Are you on there, Ms. Parker? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I kept being here.
Okay. Well, before we bring in Adam and TK, Ms. Parker, what's going on with you? I know it's your birthday week. How was your weekend?
Excited and nervous and more excitement.
Why are you nervous?
It's Pisces season, so we're going to get it in. Yours is in a couple of weeks, so definitely looking forward to both birthdays.
Do you have any plans for your birthday?
Yeah, I got something lined up.
Okay.
Dinner, probably some drinks on Saturday, and I'm heading out to Vegas for a wedding and celebrate my birthday with my family later on that week on Thursday. So definitely.
You're having a bi-coastal birthday.
Yeah, of course.
Atlanta and then Vegas.
Yep.
I heard that. Well, that's great. Chike Adam, Oscar, what's going on? I know Ms. Parker, you saw him too, didn't you?
Hello.
What?
Hey.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, guys.
How's it
going? Hey, Ms. Parker.
So, Oscars. I know y'all watched
it. Oscars, yes.
What'd you think?
It was a little off for me. They went against some of my choices, but I thought that it was fair. What about you, Adam?
Yeah, I think, I like their choices overall. You know, it definitely was. I figured Argo would go through Life of Pi for the director. You know, it's funny, last week I was talking to someone and they thought Life of Pi, I haven't seen Life of Pi, but they thought Ang Lee did a really good job. And I guess with these movies that are heavy in visual effects, I guess it does take a good director to kind of maybe do that. But it looked like it was well-deserved. But, yeah, I think everyone else hit my mark. Jennifer Lawrence, you know, they loved her. If anyone saw the show, they saw her trip. But she took it in stride. You know, she's not too uptight or anything like that. So I thought that was good.
Saw the trip.
Yeah, she was tripping.
But she handled it good, don't you think?
She's been having issues. Looking at the what was it, the Golden Globes, her dress came apart. The award ceremonies don't work for her.
No, she can't catch a break.
What's going on?
But she's winning, so it's kind of hard for her to work that. Everything went well. Seth MacFarlane, I thought, did a really good job.
He's been getting mixed reviews.
Yeah, you know, I heard some mixed reviews too, but overall I think it, you know, Oscars are trying to hit a wider audience and they're trying to hit a younger audience, and he definitely helped, I think, with that. The jokes were really funny, I thought, and I think it did help bring in a kind of a younger crowd who start watching the Oscars, which is what they want to do in the long run. So I'm not sure what was so negative. I guess maybe kind of the old fashioned people, maybe they were used to more of a proper ceremony, didn't like it. But again, I don't know.
I think maybe.
Now, some of the joke he made about President Abraham Lincoln, and some people thought it was a little too much, but they said, I mean, how too soon? He's been dead for centuries, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, go ahead, Chicken, what were you about to say?
No, I was just going to say maybe, if anyone's listening out there in Hollywood, maybe they might want to try having a generational guest. Maybe have an old schooler, you know, a middle schooler, and then a young buck host all at the same time. That way you could bring all the generations together.
That would be interesting.
I think so,
yeah.
Too. I'm happy that Quentin Tarantino won for Best Written for Django. I'm really happy about that because I know that he had been snubbed, you know, like over the years, you know, from getting an Oscar. So I'm glad that he won that.
I'm happy for
Ben Affleck, too, because, you know, his first time out the box, he won for Good Will Hunting. Him and Matt Damon won. And they were like the new Hollywood sweethearts, you know, at that point in time. And then after that, it seems like they had a rough go at it for a number of years. So I'm glad to see him back on top, you know, where he should be. So I hope to see more quality work from Ben Affleck.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know why the Hollywood doesn't like Affleck, but, you know, they snubbed him on the best director, but he got the best picture, and they said this was the first time since Driving Miss Daisy that a best picture won without having the director of them nominated. So it's been the first time in a while for something like that, and, you know, well-deserved for him. You know, I know he worked hard on it, so it was good to see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think about Adele winning?
Oh, I didn't actually see the performance, but I heard she did a really good job with it. Did you get to see it?
I didn't watch the award ceremony because I was actually working. I did go back and I did recap, and her performance was pretty good. So now she has a Grammy and an Oscar. So now she needs two more awards to have the EGOT, which is the Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, and the Tony. So she's already in music. All she needs to do is do Broadway. I'm sure that's going to be an easy one. And then she just needs to do maybe a stint on daytime television to get her Emmy. You know, people have those. It takes a while to get that. You know, Whoopi Goldberg has one, and there's someone else that has, you know, the EGOT. I can't remember who it is, but it's very select few people that actually achieve that.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't even know that. Yeah, I mean, you know, Grammys are usually the easiest to get, but the other ones, I'm sure.
You hear that, Steven? You hear him, Steven?
I heard him.
I'm just saying, people get Grammys for spoken word, so, you know.
That's true.
It comes pretty easily, I think. So, but yeah, it was a good show. Gives me a lot of movies to watch. I want to see Silver Lining. I want to see Life of Pi. I want to see Beasts of the Southern Wild. More, so it kind of fills up my queue when those things come out soon.
Who would you want to see host next year?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know who's entertaining enough. I mean, not as if he was Seth MacFarlane going into it, but he held it down. He kept you entertained. So I don't know. That's a good question. It's definitely a tough choice, and I wouldn't know who to select.
I would like to see Tina Fey have a whirl at it. I would like to see her try.
Oh yeah, she'd be funny. I think she'd be real funny.
Yeah.
It has a lot of pressure because you have to be funny, but you have to kind of ride that fine line, you know what I mean? With being appropriate but still pushing the limits, you know what I mean?
And keep the energy going in the room too.
Right.
And now that you guys say all that, you know who I think would be an excellent host? Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady would be interesting.
I think because he's all around talented. I think that he could fill all those spaces very well.
And he can sing. I didn't know Seth MacFarlane. Well, I kind of knew Seth MacFarlane could sing, but Seth MacFarlane held a tune during the show, so Wayne Brady would do the same.
All right. So now Oscar's out the way. What's next with movies?
Oz is my big one.
Yeah, I'm looking at that, and I just seen previews for a movie today. What's the Morgan Freeman movie with Gerard Butler? Olympus Has Fallen, I think, about the takeover of the White House.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
They capture the president and they take over the White House, and I assume that Morgan Freeman has to step into the presidential role yet again. You know, I love him as president.
Deep impact.
I do believe that's going to be the premise of the movie. I just saw the previews for it today. It looks very, very interesting. So I can't wait for that. And over the weekend, I did see Dark Skies with Kerry Russell. It was an alien movie, you know, kind of horror, you know, Miss Parker's favorite.
Our favorite.
And it's about alien monitoring and how they come down and put, you know, devices in you to control you and eventually set you up for abduction. So the premise was they watch families, and whatever member of the family that they reach out to first is normally the one that they abduct. And this is based on a true story, and there have been cases where this has actually happened, and people can't find their family members, so they blame it, you know, on the alien abduction. I'm not saying that there's a true thing as aliens, and I'm not, you know, denouncing that, but I just find it very interesting.
Nice.
I know alien, but stay away from me. But anyway, Adam, did you see anything? Or...
No, I actually moved out of town this weekend. So, I catch up on things coming in yesterday.
Okay. Well, as always, guys, we appreciate you. Next week, we look forward to some other great reviews from you.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Ron, what's going on in the world of sports?
Oh, man, Steve and Ms. Parker.
Hey,
sports. All right.
What's going on in sports?
First of all, have you all heard about what's going on with the Falcons and the Georgia Dome situation?
No, what's going on with that?
No.
The owner of the Falcons wants a new retractable roof stadium built downtown.
Oh, I heard they've been trying to find a new location for it. But
they actually want to keep it in Atlanta, but they want the city of Atlanta to increase the I think it's the hotel and motel taxes. And they want you guys to pay $200 million of it. It's going to be a $1 billion stadium, and the Falcons plan to pay $800 million of the $1 billion, and so they just want y'all to pay the other $200 million, which isn't bad.
I'll write them a check.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just want us. Right. That sounds good.
Yeah. But one of your city council members actually thinks that it's a bad idea, and he thinks that no new taxes should be done or happening, whatever. So he says that he doesn't care if the Falcons move to the suburbs. So
they talked about bringing them out. I want to say Norcross area, like somewhere.
Yeah.
They shut that down. They shut it down so that people don't want that activity over here.
Mayor Reed said that the Falcons will stay in Atlanta downtown. It's going to happen. People shouldn't worry about it. Yeah, it's going to happen. Let's see what else is going on. The NFL combine is going on right now, and Indianapolis, so, you know, people get to see all of the future NFL players. They're doing all of their drills, you know, running, sliding, tripping, falling, pushing, tackling, everything like that. It's on the NFL Network, so check it out, definitely. Let's see what else is going on. It's like a pretty dry sports week so far, man. Nothing's really going on. I'm actually looking forward to the to March Madness coming up next
March
month.
Madness.
So
yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it, man. That I can really think of right now as far as with the world of sports.
All right. As always, appreciate it.
No problem.
And they can follow you where, do you remember?
Say what?
They can follow you. Aaron Cosby one?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I'm focusing on I have a class assignment due tomorrow, so I'm kinda trying to do both things at the same time. Yeah, follow me on Facebook, Aaron Cosby, Twitter, Aaron Cosby, and Instagram, Aaron Cosby.
All right, Aaron, we'll get your work done, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Ms. Ferguson, welcome back.
Hi, I'm here. Thank you.
Welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Pretty good. So listen, we talked about the Oscars. Did you have any, since you're the fashion woman here, who were your best dress picks and all that kind of stuff?
Best or worst dress of the night? I had the best dress for me that I've seen so far was Zoe Saldana. She looked great. I saw a lot of stuff that I loved, and I saw a lot that I hated. I wasn't crazy about Halle Berry's dress.
She
sort of looked like 1980.
I liked
a lot. I mean, it's just not what I'm used to for her. She's usually, not that she didn't look good,
It was more casual than normal.
It definitely wasn't her normal, like, sex appeal, classy type dress, but, she did what she did, so, hey, I'm not in her position. I ain't rich. She knows what she's doing. But I really like Zoe's dress. My worst dress, I'm not sure if you guys know who Helen Bottom Carter is. She is in a lot of Tim Burton. She's in a lot of Tim Burton movies. It's hard to explain who she is. If you don't know her, then you don't know her. But if you do, then you do. She's Tim Burton's wife, and Tim Burton is the guy who did Edward Scissorhands and
right.
The Nightmare Before Christmas and movies like that. Well, she looked awful, but she looked better than she normally does. But she tried to go out on the red carpet. Like, that's her signature, to go out there looking a hot mess. So, I can't really say anything. I also was very, very proud of Jane Fonda. Oh, my goodness. Did you guys see her?
The yellow, was it a suit?
It was a yellow dress.
She
pretty much put me to shame. She had her back out, like a little portion of her back out. It was very age appropriate, but it just made me feel like crap because she's in such better shape than I am. but she gives me something to aspire to. Yeah, I said if I look that great when I'm 40, I think I'll be happy.
Yeah, but I think she's like 60.
Yeah, I think she's in her 70s actually. Yeah.
She's
up there. She's up there, but she looks great. She looks really, really great. But last week I was out. I've been out, of course, recently because I've been sick, but last week I actually had a chance to go to the Brown Brothers Icon Award because, as you guys know, I won't say his name on the air, but my aunt is really, really close friends with one of the hairstylists. And if you guys listen to me as we used to talk to work, you know exactly who that person was.
Mm-hmm.
He's a famous hairstylist in Atlanta. And so I had the opportunity to go there last week. It was really, really different. I've never been anything like that before in my life, and I think I'd like to go back again. There was some really, really, really nice, because it was supposed to be an after 5 event, a formal, semi-formal event. And there was some really, really nice dressed hairstylists and fashion designers there. I really had a great time. And I would love to go back. Love, love, love to go back. I wish I could have taken pictures, but, of course, they said no photos. Blair Underwood was there. A couple of people from Housewives of Atlanta was there. But I guess it's just like a really big event in the city of Atlanta. So I was happy to go there, and that was last minute that my aunt invited me, so I had to, you know, I couldn't be on the show, but I do apologize for that, but I had a really, really great time.
Well, that's good. That's real good. So what do you have for us? Yes,
I'll just go ahead and get to what you guys have been waiting for the last few weeks. Myself. Okay. ASOS.com, you know, that's one of the online only stores that I usually talk to you guys about. Well, they're having a whole new look sale. And if you shop now, you can get 20% off of everything that's regularly priced throughout the whole store, because they're giving you a chance to basically redo or vamp up your spring wardrobe. So,
okay.
ASOS.com. Another sale that's going on for the ladies, and ASOS has also, they have men's and women's items. So that might be something that you guys want to check out. Nine West. If you shop at Nine West now, you can get 20% off of select flats. Plus, you can get up to 70% off of their end of season sale. If you shop New York and Company now, you can save on their Bring on the Spring sale. And a lot of people are doing these types of sales nowadays because, of course, spring is right around the corner. And, you know, they're hoping that you guys do some spring cleaning and get rid of the old and bring in some fresh new clothes. So New York and Company is taking part in that, and they're having a Bring on the Spring sale. And they have items starting out, like clothes starting out at just $14.95. Plus, they're also having yet another semi-annual pants event. So you can buy one, get one, 50% off of all jeans and pants at New York and Company. New markdowns have just been added to the women's clearance items. If you shop now, you can save up to 60% off of your purchase. Today is the last day. I'm not sure if you guys like Mac Studio now. I do want to go ahead and warn you before I tell you about the sale, but they have a lot of Mac Studio stuff in Marshalls and TJ Maxx. So I would definitely check that out before you went to Mac Studio online. But if you don't have that kind of time on your hands, today is the last day to shop Mac Studio, and this is an online-only sale. They do have stores all around the country, but this is an online-only sale. If you shop Mac Studio now, you can get 20% off of all dresses. Plus, they're giving you free shipping. And now through the 27th, if you shop Gap, you can save $20 on their skimmer and slim jeans. And they're having a campaign now where they have all sorts of bright colors for the spring and the summer on their jeans, and they're skinny jeans, and they're calling them the skimmer and slim jeans, and they're giving 20% off. And I'm not sure if you guys know about Gap jeans, but they're not cheap at all by any means. If you get them for $20-$25, which is more like an Old Navy price, you're really in luck, and those jeans will be on super duper sale. So, you know, they're giving you an opportunity between now and the 27th to get $20 off of those off of their new denim line. And last but not least, Old Navy is having a sale on all of their dresses. And you can save up to $30, not 30%, but $30 off of their dresses.
Wow.
So that's all I have for you guys tonight.
And all that can be found at budgetshopaholic.com, correct?
Yes, it can. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it's great to have you back, Janera, and you have a great week, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay.
What's
going on entertainment?
Biggest news in entertainment has been, you know, all the Oscar talk. About what is the little? I can't remember the little girl's name that was nominated.
Yeah, for best actress.
Yeah, she was nominated for best actress, I believe, in the movie.
Corvette Chang Wallace. Like
she's nine now. She's in the movie when she was I believe five. She has a ton of personality, but I've heard and read some really nasty comments she has been making, and Yeah, I don't know. She's a child. I don't know why someone would make a nasty comment about a kid. But she was so cute at the awards last night. She had a little doggy purse. so very cute. And that movie that Jimmy Fox was in did really well. What was it?
Django.
Yeah. I think it won a couple of awards, as Chike and Adam mentioned. And First Lady Michelle Obama made an appearance, which everyone's talking about. She wasn't there physically, but she was there by satellite, and she presented the Best Picture Award, which I think was kind of cute that they somehow involved her.
What do you think about that? I was watching on CNN. They were, of course, complaining that she shouldn't be at the Oscars, involved the Oscars. We see her all the time. We'd rather see movie stars and what do you think about that?
They need to just get over it. I think she was there physically, but I think the fact that they involved her, I thought it was a great idea. Like, they're, the awards, they're really losing their audience, like Chike and Adam mentioned. So, there has to be a new way of getting viewers to see the show, doing little surprises and things like that. You're not going to have – the audience has to change in order for the show to be successful.
I agree.
So I thought it was a good idea. I didn't watch the entire thing. I'm usually my attention span is not that long. But I saw a couple of hours of it. That's too long. So Janet Jackson is actually married. She married last year.
And
she just announced it. I mean, they are a gorgeous couple. Just congratulations to her and her husband, and definitely wish them the best. And she kept it secret this long. I think someone leaked that information, so she had to just come out and tell everyone. But I believe they married last November, she said. Definitely congrats to her and her new husband.
I think he
got that A-Rap money.
I thought it was interesting because, they both obviously have money. He's a billionaire. She has her money. But they said what they did. They had a small private ceremony, and what they did for gifts is they donated money to each other's favorite charities.
That was really nice.
Yeah, definitely.
That was very sweet. Kelly Rowland really was gorgeous on the red carpet. I know she's not a movie star, but she really killed it. She really definitely stepped up her game.
She's looking bad lately. I'm killing it lately.
I know. So congratulations to her. I guess she said Beyonce who? It's her time to shine. So. but she's definitely been looking really pretty, and whoever her stylist is doing a great job. And I forgot to ask Janeri about that.
Oh, yeah.
So she's the fashion police. supposedly everyone was kind of upset over that joke the host made a joke about Rihanna getting her face beaten or something. I don't think it was bad. I thought it was funny. I mean, every comedian say something that's offensive. Like, I've never been to a comedy show and it wasn't talking. It's always talking about somebody. So I guess for me, it's like normal.
I didn't think it was. But offensive. Elton John has his annual Vanity Fair Oscar party, and apparently he had a watch party, and Chris Brown was there watching it. So I bet. Just imagine it. How awkward it was to be in that room with all those people, And he made
I'm so sorry, but I don't feel sorry for him. No, sir.
Yeah.
I don't. No matter how embarrassed he was. I know it's over and he, paid his dues or whatever, but no, I have no pity. I don't have anything against him, but I just thought it was a funny joke. And I like the joke about it feels like a church in here, but more people are praying. I thought it was pretty funny. The parts of it I saw was pretty good. So.
Yeah. I didn't get to see it this year, but I watched obviously. It's all on the news the next day and whatnot. You hear about the boy MC Hammer?
No, what happened?
He got arrested. Apparently, he says for driving black, but it was for obstructing justice and resisting arrest. And he took to Twitter about
it in the first place.
Let's see if it says exactly. They were just saying, he's been doing good things in his life recently. Let's see. It says
I'm sorry,
it was in California. California for obstructing and resisting a police officer. He claimed that he was a victim of racial profiling. Shortly after released, he tweeted about the incident. He tweeted, Chubby Elvis looking dude was tapping on my car window. I rolled down the window, and he said, Are you on parole or probation?
He injected something into his arms.
Yeah. While I was handing him my ID, he reached in my car and tried to pull me out of the car, but forgot he was steady. He was on a steady donut diet. That's what he tweeted. I don't know. But apparently they let him go, and you know, we'll see what happens in that case. But he feels that it was because he was black, and of course he made a lot of comments about the police officer being overweight and all that stuff. But
wow.
I just saw
a snippet of it. Over the weekend also So Def did their anniversary concert.
Oh yeah.
And Jay-Z came out, so definitely congrats to them. I grew up on you know, a lot of the artists that took part in that.
Jay-Z, Mariah Carey was there, like, for some award ceremony, or some, not award ceremony, some ceremony, presented a cake to Jermaine Dupri. They said it was a good concert. They said the show
Monica,
was good. Chris Cross.
Yeah, I heard really good things, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back after this break.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wondering what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media network. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. We're waiting on our guest. Our guest is not quite here, but I think we're going to go into our other segment with Ms. Carla B. As you know, the Stephen Knight Show is on the EOTM network, and I want to tell you a little bit about Carla, who is the CEO and founder of the EOTM Media Group. Since 2007, EOT Radio and Media has become the new voice of entrepreneur. With their innovative approach to integrating engaging entertainment talk radio with equally alluring shows on business, pop culture, politics, music, urban views, and more. This August, EOTM is celebrating entrepreneurship through the EOTM Awards, an accolade presented by the EOTM Radio and Television TV Network, celebrating entrepreneurial achievements and performances in business, philanthropy, and the arts, recording, television, radio, literature, film, directing, and writing. The EOTM Awards show will also present the Aaron Hatcher Award, key individuals and organizations, that promote human rights and social justice. I would love to bring to the show Ms. Carla B. Ms. Carla B., are you there? You ready?
Hey, I'm here. Hey, Stephen, thanks for having me. I'm good.
We had to switch things up a little bit, but I'm glad that you're definitely here. You know, you've been a huge supporter of our show, and you definitely helped towards our success. So thank you for being on the show.
No problem. Hey, Michelle. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. When I'm on speaker, sometimes my button mutes.
I need a new phone. Hi, Carla. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. I'm happy to be here. I am. The start of my promotional tour, so to speak, for the EOTM Awards. So I'm definitely excited.
Awesome.
Before we talk about the awards, tell us a little bit, a bit about your background and, you know, up to finding EOTM and what made you want to do that.
Okay. Back when I was actually stuck in the infamous rat race when I was living in Atlanta, back in 2006, I had actually just finished college and actually I got another degree. It was in information technology from Clayton State University, and actually started working for a logistics company in Atlanta and did that for a minute, and it wasn't really what I thought it would be. I'm not the type of person that can sit in an office and look at four walls. So actually got out of information technology and I jumped into real estate. So getting into real estate, I actually connected with a lot of really great people, and we went to school, actually was doing mortgages, and connected with a lot of different realtors, appraisers, individuals in the mortgage industry, and, you know, we're looking for a way to be able to promote each other. So we actually started an internet radio show, and it was called Women Entrepreneurs on the Move, WEOTM. And we were actually, you know, a lot of my realtor friends and, you know, whenever they had homes for sale, they would come on and talk about, you know, their properties. We would give individuals a lot of information in regards to understanding mortgages and things like that. So, and then from there, we got a lot of guys that wanted to be a part of it. And we were like, okay, well, we had to change the name from Women Entrepreneurs on the Move to Entrepreneurs on the Move. And just doing radio in that particular genre for about a year, actually got hit up by some managers and publishers that wanted us to interview their clients. And that's when internet radio was getting really big. Blog Talk had just launched. We actually came aboard on Blog Talk about 5 months after they launched. So we've been with them on that network, you know, since the very beginning, and we're really great partners with Blog Talk. So, yeah, it started there just from doing the real estate talk shows, and that led to the internet stuff. And we actually, it became something that I was like, I really enjoyed doing. And when, you know, eventually in Atlanta, I said, okay, well, I made a lot of money in real estate. I was actually known as the motivational mortgage diva. I had a niche in real estate because I was helping women specifically that, you know, women buying more homes. So if you Google single women buying more homes in Atlanta, you would still see some of my stuff up there. So that was our niche, and that was a good thing. I made a lot of money with it. But when I started doing radio, I was like, okay, well, I've done real estate. It was great, but it's not my passion anymore. The radio is, and if I can put all my time and energy into the radio and media aspect, then I'm sure I can make a lot of money just like I did in real estate. So that's what I did. And it's a little bit harder because it's new media, but we've been doing it since 2007, and we've accomplished a whole lot, you know, with the different internet radio shows and all the entertainment stuff, and actually launched the PR firm a couple years ago when I came back to California. So EOTM is definitely a new media company, and it's a beautiful thing to be a part of something like this, because new media is definitely getting out there, and it has changed the landscape of public relations and the entertainment industry, everything. So to be a part of an industry at this point is a really great thing. So that's me in a nutshell, so to speak. So
well, you know,
so
I was
more,
I was very shocked, you know, when we joined the network with Stephen Knight Show, how many people actually listened to internet radio?
Yeah.
When did you know that this was like this industry, obviously, that's growing, and that, wow, people do listen to internet radio?
Right. I think when we did an event in Atlanta, it was an award show. It was called Celebrating the Queens in Our Communities, and we were highlighting Powerful Women in Atlanta, and we wanted to add some celebrities to the event. So we connected with a PR firm in Atlanta, and we brought aboard some celebrity moms. And the funny thing, this is when I really said, okay, well, EOTM is, oh, my God, it's bigger than I thought it was, because their publicist, the celebrity mom's publicist, she couldn't get her clients on any kind of mainstream radio stations in Atlanta, and I was able to do that just with my name and EOTM. So with that backing, and found out, really just start really searching our, you know, as far as the analytics and things like that, and I'm like, okay, we really have individuals that listen to our show from across the country, I mean across the world, you know. We actually have listeners in Cairo, Egypt, and Africa, uh-huh. And that's the beautiful thing about internet radio is that it's not just a national thing, it's a global thing, and it's so great. So I think when we did that show, and just with the support, because that was the first major show that we did in Atlanta, and just with all the support from, you know, the Atlanta entertainment industry, was really so great. So I'm like, wow, okay, wow. Yeah, that was, I think, and then that next year is when I came to California to launch the PR firm.
Okay. Well, the EOTM Awards are coming this summer, and Stephen Knight Show is nominated for Outstanding Internet Radio Talk Show and Best Internet Talk Show Host. Tell us about the awards. What can we expect? Well, first of all, why is it so important to have this award show? Because I know it's about celebrating the entrepreneur. So why is it so important?
Well, you know, I'll tell you first off why it's so different. And okay. I guess that would, you know, go into why it's so important. We wanted to do, there's so many different award shows, not just in California, but, you know, from Atlanta, too. Every time you look around, somebody's doing
right.
an award show. What's different with the EOTM Awards is that we are intermingling the new media, which is like our company was founded upon, the internet radio, the individuals that do the web series, the online TV, the online journalists, the bloggers and stuff like that, and we're actually putting them together with mainstream individuals, with television, film, short films, commercials, reality shows, authors. So we're blending all of this together to create one really great show. You know what they say about the Oscars is it's what entertainers' biggest night, or whatever the slogan is for the Oscars and the Academy Awards, but. So what we're saying is this is entrepreneurs' biggest night because we're bringing entrepreneurs of all genres together, and that's why it's important. And then we're bringing together and the people that we're bringing together, they're all legitimate individuals in the industry that are doing something. So, you know, I got a call from someone the other day wondering about the categories and if they can nominate some, you know, a rising star. And the only criteria that we have is that they would have had something legitimate going on in 2012.
Right.
So if it's a singer that loves to sing but never had, you know, no digital recordings or anything out, then no, that would be the only requirement. And
right.
Unfortunately, you know, there are so many people that love to sing. And that's great. I love to sing in the shower too, but I can't be nominated for an award because, you know. So, that's the reason why I think it's great, because we're blending that together, and there's no award show quite like this one. And another great thing about it is that it was an idea that I had, and just to be able to look at what we've done the last 2 weeks since we launched it, and the support from mainstream media as well as new media is a beautiful thing, because if you go to our website, which is eotimawards.com, as far as the nominees so far, there's, you know, definitely some very, you know, popular people. We have A list to B to C. And and then we have the extraordinary individuals that are paving or creating their own destiny, so to speak, with just their entrepreneur spirit and things they've done on launch, like our company. So we wanted to be able to definitely shine light on them and support them as well. So it's just going to be so exciting, and it's bigger than I initially thought the first year would be, because, you know, the first year you said, okay, well, you're not going to be able to pull in any celebrities, this and that, but just from jump, everybody loved the idea, and they were excited to be a part of it. We were doing a track on Twitter, just looking at all the different celebrities that were retweeting their nominations and stuff. So I'm like, wow, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And I'm really excited. We have a really great board of directors that's working together to be able to make a great, great production and hopefully for years to come.
Absolutely. Now, I know they'll be giving out the Aaron Hatcher, that is the Hatcher Award. Tell us a little bit about that. I know that was Ron Anthony's son who passed away.
Right, right. We wanted to definitely do something for Ronald Hatcher's family. Actually, worked, you know, closely with Ronald, and actually, you know, was one of the people that helped to break his story to mainstream media, me being his publicist and friend. But we wanted to be able to honor individuals as well as organizations that promote human rights and social justice. So that's what the Aaron Hatcher Award is all about. You know, individuals such as Ron Anthony, who, you know, it was his son that died, but, you know, unjustly, and he is doing all he can to bring awareness to what happened to his son, which was, you know, the maltreatment of a disabled youth, and he's trying to make change. You know, if we could award him that, what we would, but because he's definitely deserving. But individuals that are creating change in their communities, you know, there's a couple other humanitarian awards that we'll be giving out, and we haven't really, we're just, you know, really putting some stuff together, but we did recently announce the Christopher Kennedy Lawford Award. I recently had the opportunity to meet him and work with him, and he's doing so many great things for mental illness. So we wanted to create an award in his name, so we did, and he actually will be awarding him for the first time the Christopher Kennedy Lawford Humanitarian Award. So that's going to be exciting to be able to have him, because there's so much history with the mental illness and stuff, especially in the Kennedy family. And for the past 25 years, he's been cured of, drug abuse. He hasn't taken any drugs in over 25 years, and he's written a lot of really great books, just, you know, helping individuals get past, you know, the mental illness. And yes, definitely. So he's doing a lot of great things. We wanted to honor him as well.
So the award show goes down August in L.A. How much work do you have to do between now and August?
Well, I know this. I can't sleep. That's one thing. There's so much, so much. We put on a little production in Atlanta with the Celebrating the Queens in Our Community. I did not know that this first one would be so big. But, yeah, it's a lot. So much stuff, because it's a production. I was talking to our couple of different production teams that's working with the opening show, and she called me 24/7 saying, okay, well, I got this idea, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to have you do this. I'm like, I can't do that. So it's so much stuff, but it's coming together, and it's exciting as it's getting close, and it's almost March, so it's going to go so fast, and I'm excited. I hope you guys come out. And because we'll have the red carpet, the award show, and then the after party. And it's a beautiful location, Club Nokia, LA Live. Beautiful area. I think they did the American Music Awards there before. Beautiful location. So I'm definitely excited, and I'm more so excited to be able to shine light on entrepreneurs and you know, and just bring more awareness to what they're doing. The smaller people, as well as the bigger names, it's going to be a beautiful thing just coming together in one building just with so many great people.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Carla, I can't wait. I'm going to try my best to be there. But congratulations, and I know it's going to be a wonderful event. And I want to thank you for being on tonight to discuss the awards.
I got to go now, or if I'm not alive, I got to go. I'm just getting started. I'm just kidding. But I do want to
you're
share
doing
the,
great
the
things,
social
Carla.
Media
thank
page.
You for having us a part of it.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Can I share the our Twitter and Facebook page, please?
Please do. Please do.
Okay, you guys could definitely follow us on Twitter at EOTM Awards, as well as Facebook at EOTM Awards, and tweet EOTM Awards, hashtag EOTM Awards for a chance to win tickets to the event. Tickets are available to purchase right now. One more thing really quick. I know I got to leave, Stephen, but in regards to nominations, there's a feed for some of the nominations, but considering we're new media, there's no nomination fee for a lot of media categories. So we wanted to be able to do that just to, you know, just show our appreciation. You know, so the, if you know anybody in photography, there's no nomination fee. Journalists, authors, no nomination fee. So definitely check out the website and nominate someone deserving today. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. And, thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And for
thanks,
more information,
Carla. Have a good night.
Thank you.
For EOTM, EOTM Awards, please visit www.eotmawards.com. We'll be right back.
You're always be mine. Sing it to the world. Always be my boy. I'll always be your girl. Nobody been there. Ain't nobody been there.
Stephen Knight Show. Before we go into Stephen's playlist, I want to bring on Latasha Cook, who works for ELTM as well, and she wants to talk a little bit about the awards ceremony being held in August. Welcome, Latasha. How you doing?
Hi. Good evening, everyone.
How are you doing?
All is well. It's wonderful down here. Just calling in to show my appreciation for everything. So I'm enjoying your show thus far. I always have been supportive of everybody, all of the EOTM, everybody.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's a great thing when we all support each other. That's one of the, you know, wonderful things that I like about this group of people. It's an award show was coming up. Really excited about that. Carla was just on a little while ago. So really great person. I can't wait to actually physically meet her in person.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that, you know, for the ones that I've actually met. It's really been a joy and pleasure, and I really appreciate the opportunity to just to be a part of something we really don't even know how great this will even be.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's great to have a venue and something celebrating people, whether you're known worldwide or a household name, to people who are you know, really grinding and trying to build that, gain that success. So I think it's great to celebrate everyone all together. I think it's going to be a great event. I've already seen a lot of the nominees in terms of being, you know, online, who's been nominated, and there are a lot of A-list stars, B-list stars, C-list stars.
Diversity, just wonderful group. The diversity, I mean, it's just incredible of all the different, you know, people. So just really excited about that. And Ron and myself down here diligently just promoting and all of these type of things to just make sure everything is just successful as possible.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling. Anything else you want to add?
That's fine for now. Just a thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak. To you all, enjoy your evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Stephen's playlist.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch The Countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
I know Q Machete was supposed to be on tonight. I know he also had a show, a live performance tonight, so maybe that's why he wasn't able to call in. But we wish him the best, and if you want to reschedule, we definitely can do that. We're playing some of his music in Stephen's playlist. But as you know, it's time to go on to Stephen's playlist. We receive music from people all over the country. Want to be featured during this segment. Each week we select artists to play on our playlist, and tonight our playlist features songs by both independent and major artists, including Q Machete, Solo, Rihanna, and many more. If you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com, attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. And remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is from Q Machete featuring Gucci and Dro, entitled Whatever. Check it out and enjoy Steven's playlist.
What up, Dro? Q Machete, man. Let's go. Let's go.
My feet look good. My money look better. What it takes. This is hurting hard or whatever. I'm down for whatever. I live it like whatever. Haters trying to hate. Put my swagger like whatever.
Talking about me, but I ain't tripping. I'm like,
whatever.
I'm at the bar, spending money on her, like,
yeah, whatever.
Shawty looking stuck up, so I'm looking like,
whatever.
Grinding every day, got
every
my hustle on,
whatever.
They wanna see me broke, but my pocket's like,
whatever.
Baby, I'm a freak, sex game, like,
whatever.
I can freak you how you want, cause I'm down for
whatever.
Game so cold, be chilling chicks, like,
whatever.
Your girl choose me, talking like she on,
whatever.
About your beef, I'm like,
whatever.
Don't get mad at me.
Hey,
I got it like,
whatever.
My shit too good.
My money looks better.
What it takes.
I bust them down, I break them down, and put them back together. When it come to bed, man, you ain't on my level. I don't got a couple, man, the kid got self. I'm on the top, you on the bottom, we on two different levels. Your girlfriend did me walk around with a shovel. In a drop, top Ferrari with my foot on the pedal. Since I'm a rock star, I gotta keep the heavy metal. My friend wanna come, so the kid gon' let her. 2 seconds, yeah, I call it double header. Yeah, the real good, but I'm my way well. Gucci man and Q Machete, it's whatever.
My cheek looks good, my money looks better. What it takes, this is something hard or whatever. I'm down for whatever. I live it like whatever. Haters trying to hate, put my swagger like whatever.
Take off. cash and then I take off. Told them I don't want it unless it got the top off. Jump up in my front seat and they blow my top off. Ha, money coming too fast, I can't count it. And if you play with my money, I'm sending my bounty. Hunters, bricks stacked up about four summers. Call my trap the lotto house, we doing numbers. And I'm getting my fetish. Jumped on this hit, cue machete. Chopper hit your head, now your brain look like spaghetti. Living life in the fast lane and drilling.
Kirk O'Brien and Chief. If you ain't wrecking that game, I'm about to call it Brian and Chief. Take off. Lil' mama looking so sexy. Mouth popping that XC. She freaking so. Let's go, Chief. I'm a little weak. Turn down like a god of sponsorship. Money coming, get around like I'm busting it. Yeah, yeah. Take off like I'm on a pilot tilt. Can't see the future, but I'm stacking racks in them racks. Trick. Swag it. Better ask the plumber.
Singing early on Sunday morning, hey, and I can hear it clear. Forever. into your heart.
So please don't judge me.
I won't.
I won't. 'Cause
And that was Stephen's Playlist. Hope you enjoyed. Again, I don't know what really happened with Q Machete tonight. I think that I know he had a show scheduled for later on tonight, so maybe something happened with that. As you know, live radio, things happen. I definitely want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I want to thank Carla B. for coming on and talking about the EOTM Awards. Make sure you go to EOTMAward.com for more information on how you can nominate someone, attend the event, and everything surrounding that. Also, there's a link on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Stephen Knight Show. There's a link on our page for that. Tell a friend. Like us. We have some great shows coming up. It's only the first quarter of the year, so we'll be around, continue to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and, of course, music. Let us know what you want to hear. Go to our website, who you want us to talk to, what topics you want us to discuss. Go to our website, thestephenknightshow.webs.com. On a side note, for me, Stephen Knight, the artist, I will be shooting my first music video this weekend. And the lovely Miss Parker will be making a cameo in that, so that should be interesting. We're shooting in downtown Atlanta, so definitely look forward to that. If you're in Atlanta, March 9th, I'll be performing at the Atlanta Fair at 7 p.m. So more information, go to my music website, StephenKnightMusic.web.com. But listen, it's been a great show, great week. Hope you all have a great week coming up. God bless, and we'll see you next Monday. Until then.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.